First of all, I want to be makir tov to Chezki as lo yeuman, and then I want to be makir tov. I don't know if makir tov is the right word, or even more to everybody here. This is a pli atzuma. The Ma'is, when it comes to Limud HaMusar, there's a lot of confusion. The Pasuk says, Kama Psukim, we find. Moshe in Vois Chanon, we have to pass on what we saw in Maimed HaSinai. So also to forget it, pass it on the doors, Leman, Yumedu the Yiro. You have to learn Yiro. Pasuk says, by Maisa Sheini, Yumad the Yiro is Hashem. The Melech has to write a special Sefer Torah. Naman Yumad Liyiro. Kama v'kama psukim tell us that Yiro is something which we have to learn. Yiras Hashem is not something which comes automatically. Misiras Yishorim is Marich in the Hagdome. The necessity to learn Yiro, to learn Avas Hashem. In the Vikuach, where the Mesilas Yeshorim, Ramchal wrote it originally as a conversation, so the Chosid is the Rebbe, or the guide, and the Chochem is the Talmud, the Chosid says to the Chochem, how much time did you spend learning about Yiro? Yiras Shamayim. He says, what time do you need to spend on it? It's poshut. It's poshut. You have to have Yiras Hashem. It's poshut. So he says, you call yourself a chacham? If you haven't spent any time in looking at it, how do you know it's poshut? How do you know there's nothing to learn? Then he says, Yiras Hashem, the mitzvah sesei deraisa. Avas Hashem, the mitzvah sesei deraisa. On other mitzvah sesei, there's a lot of Torah. There's lots of Torah on the mitzvah of Sukkah. There's lots of Torah on the mitzvah of Mezuzah. You spend lots and lots of time learning these halachas. You think there's no halachas. There's no Torah about Yiras Hashem. There's no Torah, nothing to learn about in Avas Hashem. Dveikus Hashem. Adarab, as he brings here in the Hakadomit, Shlomo HaMelech says, Hein Yiras Hashem hi Chochme. The Chazal say, Hein is Achas. Is Yiras Hashem is a Chochme. El Chochme, you have to learn. And if one's whole Yira, one's whole attitude in Avodas Hashem, let's not use the word Yiro. Let's use the word was Mahalachin Avodas Hashem. Was Mahalachin Mitzvahs is only what you were taught and what you grew up with when you were a little kid. The Novi has a taina. Novi Yeshaya. Lo Yiras Chem Oisi is Mitzvahs Anoshim Melumada. Yiro. Yiro is Melumada. Yiro is just how you were brought up. That can't be Yiro. How can that be Yiro? The Stipler used to say that a person, if he learns Torah, he learns Gemara, learns Be'iyun, learns Be'kiyus, he learns Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishonim, V'chule, Talmud Torah, Talmud Torah could bring a person that he won't be a rotzeach. Or it doesn't bring a person to Midas Toivus if he doesn't make a special effort to learn the chelik of Torah, which is designed to do that. Moshe lemar dover doimer. It's not just a moshel, it's a fact, it's poshet, and everybody knows. If a person learns Gemara bi'iyun the whole day, or he learns bikiyas as well, whatever, he doesn't learn halacha. He's not going to know halacha. He's going to be a mechalal Shabbos. He's going to make brachas the batola. It's moshet. And even if he learns Mesechtas brachas, or he learns Mesechtas Shabbos, bi'iyun, but if he doesn't learn Hilchos Shabbos, if he doesn't learn Hilchos Brachos, if he doesn't take it lemaisa, he's not going to be Shomer Shabbos. He's not going to know halachas. It's pashut. This, maybe it's a yeshivish machla, that I don't have to learn any musa, lemaisa, in most yeshivas, don't even take halachas seriously. Once asked them, Choshiva Rosh Shiva, Eretz Yisrael Dikha Rosh Shiva. A friend of mine wanted to know about a certain bacha for a shidduch. He was telling me, very choshiva bacha, and then I asked him, does he know any halacha? So he says to me, the Rosh Shiva says to me, Ta yodei eich zeh etzleinu. Ani lo omer shezeh nachon. Well, Ta yodei eich zeh halacha. Eizeh bachu yodei halacha. Avada, I knew that. I wanted to tell him, tell me, are you reform or conservative? Which mahalach is your yeshiva? You don't learn any halacha. What does orthodox mean? Orthodox means one stays straight with the laws. That's the taich of orthodox. We don't learn halacha. There ain't any raya. People are mezals in halacha. People make mistakes in halacha. Why? Because they don't learn halacha. And you think to come to Tikkun HaMidas, to have proper emuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a real emuna, to have yil yiras shemayim, to have avas Hashem. Avas Hashem we say twice a day, three times a day. The mitzvah sesei, spoke about it last week. Rambam Mefurash, there's a mitzvah sesei. But what is the mitzvah? Have you ever thought about it? And be'etzem, these mitzvahs and these areas of Torah, the ikar kol ha'ikrim and the yesod ha'yesodos of Torah. And therefore, one has to spend time gaining yiras Hashem, Avas Hashem. Emuna. The Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayos, at the end where he brings all the Yesodos or Emuna, in the end he says, if you haven't gone through these Yesodos properly, and you've only gone through it once, or even 10 times, he says, and you think you're a ma'amin, Hashem Yisbarach Yodea Shatom Mashem Chelibcha Hishiach Al Hasheker. Could we say that we're Ma'aminim? We haven't even gone through. I question how many people actually could tell me what the Yud Gimel Ikrim are. And it's not because they hold the Sefer Ikrim. There's only 3 Ikrim. You don't even know what the Sefer Ikrim is. Rabbeinu Chisdayel says 24 Ikrim. Is it poshut the Atzas Ayetzer to neglect this whole area? There's a lot of confusion even in the area of Nimud HaMusar. Be'etzim, we can divide this whole Chochmah into 3 Chalokim. 3 different aspects to it. There is Yediyas Hamusa. Reb Shlomo Zecher Tzadik B'Kodesh Livracha never used the word Musa, because he said it's become nivul peh by most people. You hear the word Musa, get all nervous and goose pimples and etc. He used to call it Sifrei Yiro. So in Yiro, the area of Yiro, Avoidas Hashem, Emuna, one chelik is Yediyas. One has to have Yediyas. And to get Yediyas, one has to learn the Sfarim. Lemaisa in Yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, she was Beyasid the Yeshiva, the serious Halacha Seder, and a serious emphasis on this whole area of Yira. So there are Vadim, there are Shmuzim, which are all designed to give you the ideas. In addition, a person was to get the ideas from the Makairis, that a Vadi should spend time, a certain amount of time, learning, getting bekiyas in the basic svarim. The maisa, if a person doesn't know basics, sifrei yiro, sifrei avoido, then he doesn't know what Yiddishkeit's about. Pashut got no idea. Person has to have the ideas. That's the first thing. But with the ideas, it doesn't necessarily come to bring a person to the Tikkun HaMidos and the Kinyan HaYira, the Kinyan HaAva, the Kinyan of Emuna, that it becomes part of him, that it's real. Rabbeinu Yoino says in Shari Tshuva, when a person hears Musa, hears Shmuzin, hears Vadim, if he doesn't internalize what he's hearing, im ein ani li mili, mo ani. Since if a person's not ma'oireh himself, the mi ya'oireh, you can go to the best shmuzen and the biggest nisoireh. But if a person is not ma'oireh himself, he just sits there like a chlump on the bench. And he comes out, well, there was a wonderful drosha, or a wonderful shmooze, or whatever, but he doesn't think it through, he doesn't internalize it, so God is not going to do anything. That's even hearing Musa, hearing shmooze and vadim. But there's a second nekuda here, which Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, he writes in the Igeres HaMusa, the Psicha to Igeres HaMusa, he wrote a famous Igeres called the Igeres HaMusa, you find it in Or Yisrael. The Psicha is, Ha'odom chofshi b'dimyoinoi, v'osu b'muskoloi. A person in his dimyon, in his imagination, is free, can imagine all sorts of things, all sorts of things, his tivers can bring him to whatever it is, his dreams can bring him to all sorts of things, has no limitations in Divyan. Obed Seichel, he's constrained. Dimyonai Mailicha Shoivev. His Divyan takes him to whatever he wants. Bederech Leiv Ratzoinai. Whatever his Ratzoinus wants. Person can imagine all sorts of things. His Taiva can build up, and then his Divyan runs a mock and takes him showing. He doesn't make him scared of the vadai future, of the definite future which is going to be. What's he talking about? When a person's going to be oimed lifnei kisei hakovod, give din v'cheshbon on everything he did. But a person lets his dimyon run. He doesn't start thinking. The dimyon doesn't bring him, mitzad atzma, the dimyon won't bring him a dimyon or being oimed lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Besdin Shel Ma'alo, and the thoughts that he's thinking at that point will also be there. What a busha. The ma'isim, which often the demon brings a person to do, will also be there. Today we have a tzio chaya of what that's going to be like, because we have video. Who doesn't get married with a video today? So the chasidim kala b'derech klal don't remember anything from the chasidim. They watch the video. It brings them back. Oh, Pliny was there. Pliny was there. And look at that. Wow, I did that shtigl. I don't remember. I did that shtigl when I was dancing. Or Pliny did that shtigl. V'chule, v'chule. And he brings them back to the Maisa of the chasna. Chofetz Chaim said all these inventions are to help us steig in Avodas Hashem. When we come to Malo, there's going to be a video of our whole life. And everything that we did there is going to be on the screen in front of the Besdin Shel Ma'alo. With the sound. One thing I can tell you, so you don't have to get too scared. You have to be a Zohar. Tshuva is a process of editing that video. So we can edit the video, Bezras Hashem, if we'll work on tshuva. The things which we could cut out from that video. But there's going to be a video, and the demon doesn't let us think that. The demon says, you go do this, you go do that. Sitting and learning. That'll be there. A replay of every Seder Alimut. Now, Gewaltige steiging, and the Vikuach with the Chavrusa, all of a sudden, Shmuzerai, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, all there on the screen, Besdin Shel Ma'alo, Rachmanin itself. Oh, Bishas Ma'is, the demon makes us forget that. Ubishvatim koshim yusar. And he carries on. Oy le dimyan oyev hora haloze. Woe is to this dimyan, our enemy. Miyadeinu hu bekoicheinu lahachikai, but we can push off the dimyan. If we'd listen to the Seichel, and the Pele is, we all know these things, B'Seichel. But what happens? We'll see. The Haskil Advar Emes, to think of the Emes. Lachshoiv Scharavera Kineged Efseido. To think through properly, we will know. None of us hold the groba averas amuta. None of us hold midas rois or midas toivas. True, maybe in that dakastika in yoni we don't chap. This is coming from a midah ra. Of a boif and klali. Let's put it like this. When you see someone else behaving like that, where's his midas? So in the Seichel we know. Umana says, Dr. Yisrael, what should we do? Hadimyan nachal shoytev. The dimyan is like a river which washes away the seichel. Vaseichel yitova, the seichel drowns in the river of dimyan. Imloy nelichenu barnia, unless we get a boat to save the seichel being swept away in the dimyan. And what is this boat? Even after we've learned What we talked about before, Yediyas Habusa, Yediyas of Yira. Oh, but the Seichel comes and washes it away. We need a boat to save the Seichel. We need a boat to save all that that we learned. What we're learning about, Emunah, Yira, Ava, Midas Toivas, V'chulim, we need a boat. What's the boat? He rikshas ha-nefesh v'sairus ha-ruach. And that is to get excited, to have his spinus, to make the limud have an effect on us. And how do we make the limud have an effect on us? Rabbi Saul Salanter Mashgiach used to say, he was megale, what we call in our language, the subconscious. That's the deviant. The subconscious koichas, he was megale 60 years before Freud came. Be'etzem, what's our problem? We know a lot of things. The emphasis is we don't know a lot of things. That's why we have to have the first area of limud. Yediyas, we need the vadi, we need the shmuz, and we need all that because we taka don't know. Oh, but even once we know, how do we internalize it? Deep down into our hearts, from take it from the seichel to the heart. That's what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was mechadish, to learn the inyonim with his spilers, to get excited about it. Now there's a third area of Musa. Here there's a lot of confusion. And that is Musa, Avoidus HaMusa. Avoidus HaMusa is something else. Avoidus HaMusa is that people are Oisek in a particular Indian, a particular Midah, a particular Indian Avoidus HaShem, and they take on Kabbalahs, and Mekayim this Kabbalah for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month, whatever. And aliday the Kabbalah every day to do something that is meant to change the person. Avoidus HaMusa is not Limud HaMusa. They're two separate things completely. For Avoidus HaMusa, you need a Rebbe. You need to know the Mahalach. It's not Poshet. In most yeshivas, we don't have that. We don't be'etzim need that. I was once in a Vad, Avoido with the Mashkiach. Nisi was a, I don't know, kids, never mind. But the first few weeks, the beginning, it said, what did you come for? What do you want this for? You learn three starim a day? You learn Musa? You daven three times a day? What do you need it? Oh, you want to feel from? Ah. You're a big tzaddiki. Avoid this Musa. And if you like, the marshal, we spoke a couple of weeks ago, he was last month. Limud ha-Torah, Limud ha-Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Be'iyud, Be'yigia. That is be'etzim, the whole power of Kedusha which we have. Gave you a marshal, it's the tank. Limud ha-Musa is learning how to aim the tank. We have a powerhouse of Kedusha. We have a tank with very, very powerful rockets. But if you don't know how to aim, you start shooting those rockets, you can kill your own soldiers. Rahman al-Islam. That's Limud HaMusa. And Limud HaMusa without learning properly, Be'iyun, Sugyas, will get you anywhere. If you like, a marshal, Limud HaTorah, three storim of Yigiyah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishonim, Havana, Achroinim, Lomdes, V'chule, that's the cake. Musa, if you like, is the icing on the cake, the cream which covers the cake. And avodah musar is the cherry on the top. The cherry on the top for the mumchim gedolim who eat the cake, to the very big into the cakes, they appreciate the cherry. We're not holding there. That's not what Limud HaMusar is for. Limud HaMusar and Avodah HaMusar is two separate things. How does Limud HaMusar work? Limud HaMusar is that a person sits down with a sefer of Musa, not a sefer of Machshava, a sefer of Musa, the classic sefer Musa, and he learns what it says. Number one, he learns to understand. The Mashiach brought, used to say that somebody, I think it was him, but I'm not sure, said somebody asked the Rabbi Rucham, how do you learn Musa? The Rabbi Rucham says, the same way as you learn Gemara. And the Bacha looked at him surprised. He says, you learn Gemara to understand? The same thing as you learn Musa. You could sing Musa, but it doesn't do any good. Musa's not like Tehillim. Maybe saying Tehillim without understanding, Efsha has some type of pula. No, but Limud HaMusar is a chayyah, Limud HaTorah, Sturishim Al-Bay. If you don't understand, it's Gornish. So first you have to go through what you're learning and understand what the Sefer is saying. You have to think about it. If you don't think about it, you won't get anywhere. Understand as well as you can what it's saying. Then the second thing is, you have to think, okay, how do I relate to this and how does this relate to me? Can I bring this into my life? What is this talking about that's nogea to me? And that's the ikarim of what a person has to do. And then comes Rabbi Yisrael's Eitzah. To say it over when you have some hisoiris in what you are learning. Maybe a line or two. You have a shtikal hisoiris, you start thinking about it. It's taka nogea to me. Wow. It's taka achidish. I never thought about that. How do I relate to this? Then to say it over and again and again. And to say it with a nigun. To say it with some type of feeling. Put your emotion into it. And that, Zorbi Yisrael said, that's the boat which can internalize these ideas. They go deep into the subconscious. They get into the subconscious where the demon is poyel. And it internalizes the seichel and brings it down into the mensch. And hopefully, it leaves a little roshim. Doesn't leave a big roshim. Don't think that if a person learns Musa once, he's got to change. And don't think that he has to make a Kabbalah of what he learned and come out of the Seder Musa with a Kabbalah or flying high. He's Mamesh Fields, he's in the Olam Yisrael Yoinim. He's fooling himself. But when a person learns Bikvias, a Limud like that, so then Rabbi Rucham said, it's like, making, each time you learn, it's like taking a pencil and making a faint line. And each time you make again, 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 eventually you get a thick, solid line. Each time a person learns like that, it makes a roshan. Now in yeshiva, we only have one, two, twice a week, Be'etzim, a Seder Musa, which one can learn on one's own. This limud has to be on your own. You can't learn b'chavrusa. The Yediyas HaTorah, Yediyas HaMusa, you can learn b'chavrusa. Oh, but this to work on ourselves, that if we don't, we have to work on ourselves, im eina nili mili, they have to learn on your own. You have to sit down with the Sefer, and make sure you sit down with the Sefer. Make sure that you're there. That's the first thing. If Limud HaMusa equals going out to eat, or going to sleep, or whatever it is, then Fashteitzach is not going to start. But this limud, even though a person maybe only has twice a week to do it, it's still if a person he would sit down for half an hour with a sefer, and the same sefer every week, and learn these inyanim and focus on these inyanim and try to internalize. Work with myself. That's the idea. Im ein ani li mi li. To work with myself, then it's no separus. But it's better if you can find some other time during the days when you don't have an opportunity to learn in Shiva Seder Musa. Doesn't have to be half an hour. Could be 15 minutes to sit down again with the same sefer and learn a bit weiter. But even if it's only going to be once or twice a week, it's no sepeiros. It's bodhaku benusa. A person's working with himself. That's the whole yusoid here of limud ha-musa. That's how we can make a toeles from this seder. I'll give you a dugme. Let's say a person's learning perik tes in Mesiras Yesharim. Studying the mafsideh hazrizus. Learned through whole Shara Hazrizus. Now he comes to the Mafside Hazrizus. Hine Mafside Hazrizus Heim Heim Magdile Ho Atzlo. What's Mafside's Rizus? Is things which are Magdil Atzlus. Via Godul Shebekulom Hu Bakoshus Hamenucha Hagufolis. And the worst thing, the biggest thing, which is Magdil Atzlus, is the desire to rest, to have Menucha Gufis. Vesinas Atoirach. We don't like to be Toreach, to work hard at something. Va'ahava Zoidunim Betashlum Kol Tnoehem. And the love of pleasures, Betashlum Kol Tnoehem. It should be absolutely perfect. But even a world, a person learns this and he starts thinking, but even a world which keeps on telling us, Menucha Gufis, that's the Tachlis Briyas Adam. Sinas HaToyrach. Havas Uiduni Betashlum Kol Tino Eyem. Isn't that what we've been advertised the whole time? How many times do we see advertising, which is telling us this is an idun agodol mikolig dudim sheyecholim limotze, as he says in the Perek Aleph, oh, but bekol tzino am. This program in the Pesach program in a 5-star hotel with a whole list of gewaltige sachen that you have, 5 meals a day. Chometz free, not chometz free. What do you call it? No good Brox, a spa, programs for this Meshugina coming to sing, this entertainment for this, they'll take care of your kids. And at the bottom, a well-stocked base on Medrash, Daf HaYomi in little letters, and then, Mamesh, Idunim, Avas Idunim, Tashlum Kol Tanoim. And it just doesn't say the price. That's what we're being sold with. Zogle Mesinas Yesharim, that's Magdile Ho'atzlus, that's the misnagid to Zrizus. Did I chap that? Do I want Menucha Gufis? Do I enjoy Toirach? Am I looking for Idunim Betashlum Kol Tnoeyem? The kol minei zachen, which we're thinking, it's not only that, restaurants which give you tashlum kol tanayim, clothing which is tashlum kol tanayim, houses which are tashlum kol tanayim, cars which are designed tashlum kol tanayim. So when we're bombarded everywhere we go with this idea of ava suiduni betashlum kol tanayim, the man thinks about it. He says, psh, I never thought like that. This is what makes me an Atzlus. This is what misnagit is Rizus. So he decides to say it over again. Hinei mafside has Rizus. Heim heim magdile ho Atzlo. Va'godul shebekulam. Hu bakoshes avenucha gufis. Vesinas atoirach. Va'avas oidunim betashlum kol tno eyem. And he imagines more Avas viduni betashlum kol tnoeyem. Bagodol shebekulam ubakoshas ha-meducha ha-gufis. Ay, ay, ay. Bakoshas ha-meducha ha-gufis. Vesidas ha-toirach. Do I enjoy tircha? No, I don't enjoy tircha. Sidas ha-toirach. It's connected my guf. I have to get up and be mizdaris in a mitzvah. To be mizdaris in learning. Why do I have such a problem? Because it's sinas ha-toirach. V'abas o'iduni betashlum kol tnoeihem. V'abas o'iduni betashlum kol tnoeihem. Betashlum kol tnoeihem. And he says it over. And if you read it and he didn't get any hisoiris, then go weiter. Some point in singing Musa, to learn it, to get hisoiris, and then work on yourself and try to internalize it. And that aspect of Limud HaMusa, together with Yedias, which a person has, he gains yedias in Yiro, in Avo, in Emuna, in Avodas Hashem, in Tikkun Amidas. Together they're Poel Yeshuas. The person can steig meridik. Person can grow. But again, don't think that each time you learn, you don't have to make a Kabbalah. And don't think each time you learn, you're going to come out, Mamash, Tzadik Yisoy Doilo. Not. Each time, it makes a roishim. If you do it properly, it makes a roishim. Working with yourself. And to work with yourself, start thinking about myself. When does a person think about himself, like we spoke last week? When does a person misbaydein bichlal? Who am I? What am I? What's HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Where am I holding in these inyonim? How does this speak to me? How does the Sefer speak to me? Then, when a person works with himself, he's in a whole different mitzias, whole different parasha completely. Besos Hashem, he can steigois to become a real oyhev Hashem, a real yorei Hashem, lematil medule yirah.